of a bitch.
All right. This is the Grim Lord, and we are back with more. Hold on, this isn't the Grim. Well, this is the Grim Lord, but this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we're back with more being a dick.
Oh, this is what you're talking about when you said you're gonna do a little dick.
I knew I was gonna not live that fucking thing down.
It never will.
Shit.
Being a dick hadn't been a thing for years. Well, that catchphrase you said sticks.
What is the largest celestial body in the universe? Your mom. That's your answer to everything. If you don't know the answer, you might as well make your attempt entertaining. I'd love to watch you on one of these shows. I'd kill it. Yeah, you'd kill it for sure. The entire show would get canceled. What are you studying? I'm not studying anything. I'm reading Mom's diary. Did she write a diary? Yeah, reading how she met Dad through her words and thoughts is a lot of fun.
Kama Sutra? What?
It sounds boring. To me, it's not. Shut up! I will not. And by shut up, I mean tell me more. Did you make out with him? I'm not telling you that.
You know what he's copying? Grease. Tell me more, tell me more.
Oh, yeah. Second base. Yes or no? Not telling you that either. Did you fuck him? Where did that come from? You did. You so did.
Did he take
Never
the
did.
Cherries?
Not you even
know what
one.
The cherry is. Asshole.
That's what I was thinking. You should. Who are you saving yourself for? I'm not saving myself for someone. It just hasn't happened yet. But you think it will happen with him, right? That's him, isn't it? Don't stare at him. Oh my god, he's so hot in his uniform. Uniform, he's a carpenter, not a cop. Get down. Ah! What are you doing? He saw us. God, you're so embarrassing. Like you haven't snuck peeks. Yeah, and he already caught me doing it once. Now it's twice. That's good, then he knows you're interested. How was the date? It was fine. Just fine? Great? Was it? I don't know how to describe it. We went in the town and had hot dogs. I know you ate sausage. How big was he? Aha, you are the worst. I did nothing of the sort. We talked and took a stroll together. We ate some hot dogs and he drove me back home. Seriously? Is that all you did? Yes. Not even a kiss? We were gonna kiss when he dropped me off, but... You chickened out?
Didn't give him a little lipstick on the dipstick?
Dad showed up, and I wasn't gonna kiss in front of him. Okay, I'll give you a pass for that.
Watch this, Dad! Tug!
Dad was being curt with Neil, too. He did not like that I went for a ride with him. Maybe he thought you did more than that. It doesn't matter what he thinks. It's none of his business.
Yeah.
Actually, it kind of is. He hired the guy to do a job, no? And now the hired help is feeling up his daughter. That's more than he bargained for. Whose side are you on? I'm just saying that's how daddies are. You have to be more discreet with Neil. Don't make out in front of your home. At the very least, sneak him into your room before you do. Is that what you would have done? Me? Nope. I would have stopped that van of his in the middle of the woods and worn his helmet. Why would you wear his helmet? Because Mom taught me I should always wear protections. So I took some of Miranda's advice. Well, not the helmet part. And I didn't have any other protection either. But that didn't matter because I only snuck him into my room to make out with him. Hurry, close the door! Your lips are just the best. Smack. Neil. I've wanted to kiss you since the day we met. I can't say the same. You were annoying as hell.
That's what I like reading about. How nasty my parents were when they were
Do
younger.
Do you still think I'm annoying? Obviously not. We can make out, but you have to be quiet when talking. They might overhear us if we're too loud. Don't worry, I don't intend to talk a lot.
Then we'll put cloth in your mouth right there and get ready for a ride.
Yeah, about the damn protection. Just like with a helmet, the moment you realize you need one is when it's too late. But I figured I was late enough in my cycle, so I went with it. Your mom! Oh, what's wrong?
I'm reading history.
Mom and Dad are having sex. I hate to break it to you, but that's what moms and dads do. You see, the man inserts his penis into the woman's vagina. In the diary, bro, she's describing the first time they fucked. I can't read this. What did you expect? It was her diary, dumbass. Let me see it. No! Why not? I don't think my note requires an explanation. I'm sorry, the answer we were looking for was your mom. No fucking way! Come on, let me read it. No. So you're not gonna read it yourself? I'm not reading it at all. Then how will you know how far along to skip forward? Maybe the nasty stuff keeps going? Let me read it. I can tell you where it ends. I swear, if you ever tell anyone about this... Yeah, it's just some text on a page. How graphic can it be?
Dirty Sanchez, what?
See what Derek reads or skip it?
See what Derek reads.
Well, this just became not safe for work. We were naked and embracing as he put his finger inside me. I guess, partly because I wasn't prepared for it and also because of how good it felt. I've done it plenty of times with my fingers, but having someone else inside me was an unreal sensation.
Well, it's kind of like masturbation when someone else is involved. It's always better.
He even knew how to do it well. I didn't want to ask if he had done it before, and I didn't have to. His confidence showed me that he knew what he was doing to my body. His thick fingers penetrated me as he kissed my lips. I could have orgasmed right then and there, but I tried my best to hold it back. This wasn't how I pictured my first time being at all. Based on what my friends told me, it was supposed to be an awkward moment with a guy who lasts inside you for a few minutes. My first time with Neil was nothing like that. I admit I was nervous as I felt his warm cock down there. At first, I didn't even want to look at it. We both knew it was down there between us and no piece of fabric was holding it back. He put his cock between my legs and slowly pushed his pelvis towards mine. I could feel it starting to enter me. He looked into my eyes as if to check if I was okay. I nodded without saying a word. He grabbed my butt with a firm grip and continued to push his cock deeper inside me. It was ecstasy. His weight thicker than a finger or two. I could feel how I wrapped perfectly around his cock.
I hope so.
What was a few seconds felt like a minute. I thought his cock would never end. But as our hip bones almost touched, it was fully inside me. He asked me if it hurt, but it didn't. At that moment, all I could think about was that I wasn't a virgin anymore. He pulled it out and slowly went back deep inside. Gone was the friction that I had felt with the first thrust. The second thrust felt even better. I was wetter, and his cock became more slippery. As he continued the thrust, I got used to the great sensation. So this was what sex was about? It was amazing. He pulled me on top of him, and at this point, I felt exposed. I thought he expected me to take control, but I didn't know what to do.
That's when Dad came in. What?
But he didn't allow me to feel uncomfortable. He helped me create this wave-like motion between our hips. It was like riding a horse, and I sure knew how to do that. I could see how he enjoyed himself as I rode him. He gave me a look that I had never seen on anyone before. His peaceful eyes gazed into mine as we enjoyed each other's bodies. I loved how he looked at me, so I wanted to show him how much I liked it. I started riding him faster and pushed harder down on him. This time I made him gasp, haha. I still feel proud of shocking him like that. I'm sure he didn't expect me to be this good at it. I definitely didn't expect it. I rode him even harder, and I could feel how something started building up inside of me. Holy hell, I was going to orgasm on him. I was gonna reach climax for my first time having sex. Miranda told me that guys don't know how to make girls do that, but here I am about to do it. And as I came, he came too. Warmth filled me. I couldn't comprehend what was happening. My mind was so focused on my orgasm that it took me a while to realize that he had come too. I let him orgasm inside me. Hello? Yo, it's me. Hey, what's up? Not much. You? We're... Holy fuck! Lynette sure knows how to paint a picture with her words.
Lynette.
Not much here, either. Lynette. Cool. Let's get together soon and hang out. Yeah, sure, why not? I know, I meant Lynette, not Lynette. It's a busy month.
Because she went a lot around. He was putting it in. He was busy.
It's a busy month for me, too. I get it, but still, I need to see you. Is something wrong? It's a face-to-face kind of talk. We're having another party soon. Would that work? Yeah, a party would be great. There's a theme to it. Cool, another dress-up party? More like a dress-down. It's underwear only. Alright, makes sense. It does? Aha, hell no. What the hell is wrong with you? Is everyone gonna be in their underwear? I know, but it's a theme, and Dick's had it in the past. Plus, it's a cold month. And what does that have to do with anything? I don't know, but that's what they told me when I asked why. Do I have to show up in my underwear or I can't come? I think most will dress up or down when they get here, and will have masks to cover your face. Look, you don't have to come. If you're busy and can't see me, you're not leaving me with much choice. If I skip eating a meal daily, I should be fit by the time of the party. It's up to you.
She might be blaming about it.
Or we can find another day for it somehow. I'll be there. Talk soon then. Ass man, I was wrong about this diary. It's not boring. It's a treasure. Are you done? Yeah, I left it on the page you wanted me to. I need to take a dump. Don't wait for me.
You got a boner.
Ugh, gross. Hey, how about a dance? Sure. Oh, it's him. What are you doing here? Damn, that's cold. Is that how you treat all your customers? Only the ones I know won't pay. You're not here for a dance, so cut the bullshit. You lied to me, Lily. I know everything. I know about you and Quinn and how you switched from me to her. No, I never did. And you're still lying. Quinn told my supplier that's what happened. She claimed I was overcharging, and I know she meant I overcharged you. And as you can tell, he didn't like that news, and neither do I. What? Did he do something to your face? I can't tell. You were always an ugly bastard. We worked it out, and so will you girls and me. Sorry, but there's nothing to work out here. We're done doing business with each other. I'm going back to work. And do you think your deal with Quinn will last when I tell my guys what you've been up to? You're trying to undercut my supplier. Tisk, tisk. Do you know how I know you're lying? Your mouth is making noise. Either you girls buy from me again or you all get what's coming to you. Go ahead and test me. I fucking love it. Now, how about that dance? You've got to be kidding me.
Well, you know how those people are.
Franz was a bunny. But to many of us, Franz was more than that. Franz was a friend. A friend who left us fast, but other friends left us faster. Like some other friend who left you alone at the table when you hadn't finished eating at Burgers.
Oh, she's the big...
Again with this? You came 40 minutes late and expected me to stay while you chowed down a truckload? It wasn't a truckload, Susie. It was a dinner, and I had low blood sugar level. I have low blood sugar. She is just fucking fat.
Fat is fat.
Can you guys stop? Today isn't about you. It's about Franz. Franz was a bunny. You said that already. It's another paragraph. Can someone shut her the hell up?
Oh my god.
Franz was a bunny. Franz wasn't big. Nor did Franz weigh much, but Franz had a big place in our hearts. Franz will be sorely missed. Sorely missed. No, I think sorely missed probably fits, because she's the only one that's going to care.
He looked like it would be delicious.
Danny, do you want to say some words about Franz? I can't. I can say some words if that's okay. Franz was my furry little buddy. I liked him a lot. I never had a bunny in my life before, but it was kind of cool. I remember everything Danny and I used to do with Franz. We put him on the floor and we let him roam the room in this maze we built out of books. He ended up taking a dump on one of my algebra books, and that's when I knew I liked him. He hated math like most of us do. At parties, I checked up on him to make sure he was feeling okay. The loud noise started to seemed to stress him out at times. His feet kept going, smacking fast and hard onto the floor, but I felt like he was okay when I was with him. I sat beside him and drank beer while he sipped water from his bowl. And not that long ago, we even shared a burger. Aha. You fed Franz a burger? No, I didn't feed him the whole burger, just some leftover burger I found in here. My burger? He started nibbling on some of the lettuce. The iceberg lettuce? You're not supposed to feed Franz that. I mean, it wasn't a lot of lettuce. If anything, he ate more of the beef and onions than the lettuce. Oh my god, it was you! You killed Franz! Huh? You murderer! Get him! Ah! That's right! You're not working out if you aren't slamming your weights onto the floor with all your might. It's a good way to get kicked out of gyms. Yep. Let everyone at the gym hear that you are here. Man, I don't know what's worse, vegans or CrossFitters. Aha, I can't wait for the day you get your first CrossFitter client. If it's a vegan one too, I'd happily pay for his fees. Why is he running back and forth with a weight over his head like that? You haven't seen anything yet. They have some good exercises, but most is like they were high while making it up. It sounds like you can't stand them. Eh, gym aside, they're alright. It's not like they're rude. And I don't need to hate on them. I get my kicks from watching them go head to head with the bodybuilders. No, I am using those. I am so fucking tired of you guys hogging equipment. How are you using it? How? What kind of exercise would you even use two unloaded barbells for? You need a rubber band to understand why.
The barbells weigh about 45 pounds a piece.
Yep. What? So Grim, are you entering the December tournament? There's a tournament? Competitions are held every month. All members are free to sign up for them. And required to help out before and after. It'll eat up your time. You don't have to undersell it. My boy needs to know all the details, not just the fun parts. You want to go to the little event? Competitions. Let's do the competition. I'm interested. All of it sounds fun for me, but fuck, December's a busy month for me. You don't have to join in December. I can make time for it at the expense of my studies, though. But then there's the membership fee. Honestly, it's too expensive for me. The cheapest membership is $750. You want the bronze gym plan? Silver. Silver? I thought you were bronze. Bronze had some restrictions that didn't work for me. Silver wasn't much extra, so I made it the obvious choice. For a student with a silver membership, it's only $300. That's like $30 a month. Excuse Dwayne's poor math, it'd be $25 a month. That's the point I'm making. You can't spare $25 a month, cut back on something else to make up for it. Don't have those pizzas or go to that movie. There's your $25. Okay, I want to do it. That's my boy. I'll sign you up. When's the competition? On the 29th. Oh, that's better for me than I thought it would be. I'll walk you through it another time. It's been fun today. I'm gonna head off. Remember, cut back on shit so you can afford it. I'll work on a plan to prepare you for the 29th. Don't you think it's too early for him to compete? I lost my first 5 matches. My father thought it was too early for me, too. He was wrong. I learned more during those 5 matches than I would have without him. Without them. It's never too early. Grim, what did you do? From the sound of it, I did something. Why don't you tell me what I did? You ruined yoga for us. I know you guys miss me when I'm not around, but don't let that ruin yoga for you. You told your friends about it. Yeah, so? Really, so? Breathe in and breathe out. Dude, look at Sarah. Wow, she's got a nice ass. Grim was on the money with this glass. Remind me to thank him later. Guys, check Kamala out. Haha, they went there? They weren't participating, kept saying they were rookies and needed to learn. I didn't put them up to it. Doesn't matter, you ruined it. What's something you like? I want to ruin it for you. Excuse me, what's something you like? I want to ruin it for you. Orgasms. Ah, I didn't even skip a beat. I would ruin that for you. Well, I'm sorry, but I didn't put them up to it. I'll ask them to stop showing up.
Well, I saw,
Smack.
What's her name, too? Surprised they didn't. She didn't say nothing. Oh,
Yeah, that's right.
The teacher.
We're back in class. Ass man, I can't wait for the party tonight. I even bought a new pair of underwear for it. Holy crap, the party's tonight? Okay, when the party starts, we're ending the video because we've got to start the next video with the party. Yeah. That's good. The last thing you want to wear tonight is underwear with skid marks. And I got a feeling the party's going to be a long part of this game. So we're probably going to have a shorter show and do a longer being a dick next week. Yeah. Totally, and whites are off the table, too. What's the head count for this party? Worse than I'd hoped. Half of the hots aren't even showing, and since I plan to steal them from the jocks before their party tomorrow, what would the party be like without them? Wait, who's not coming? Sage, Maya, Josie, and Jill are hanging out at Bella's tonight, so they're all out. Riona's still sick, and I don't think Heather will show up. What about other girls? Who did you invite? I asked the usuals and extended the invite to friends of friends, so who knows which dorm girls will show up. It better be none from our shit list. I doubt they'll show up. You'd make them leave, right? It depends on what they have to say. They did stop putting the posters up. Because they don't want to face any consequences now that they got caught. Whatever. It's not going to stop us from having a great time. I'll do my part. Yeah, got the bowl ready? Yep, it's all done. I asked the boys to come up with some ideas for the missions. There were only so many I could think of that didn't involve my penis. I hope you're joking. Good morning. It looks like we're a few students short today. It's ironic how flu season always coincides with the remaining optional recap math classes. Oh,
Professor Bitchkins?
Yeah.
Bob had Bitchkins.
This was optional? He's walking out. It's their loss. They missed out on the festive hat I wear during the last classes before Christmas. I will go easy on you today. You might not have realized how unusual this semester has been, given that it's the first semester for most of you. But we made it through the curriculum just in time, and I want to take this opportunity to commend all of you for bearing with me. You've certainly helped make my job easier. Today I will briefly summarize everything you've learned during the semester. If you feel that there's something you don't quite understand from this summary, study it extra. I hope I'll be able to cover everything today without rushing. Let's dive into it.
It looks like you should have left with the others.
One is... What is that?
Okay, one... Two steps.
What is that though? Greater than two steps or less than less? It's
a two steps from that color, so it could go up or down. Look, you aren't. Yeah, so there's one, and it could either go up one or down one. Let's see what the next one is.
They're diagonal to each other.
To each other. So it sounds. Look, both are four steps. They are four steps from each other.
One? Oh, it won't be right then. It's only three steps. There are four steps from this one. There are four steps from this one. One, one, two, three, four. Okay, hold on. One, see, that's still one, two, three. But they're diagonal. So it can't be this one.
They are four steps from each other.
Okay. One. That's really hard to figure because they can't.
Two steps.
They can't be this one. Because there's one, two, three steps in between.
Unless
there.
You can go diagonal, then you can go.
Well, that's what we were doing, blue. Right? Like this, right? Yeah. This is what I was saying, but isn't that one, two, three steps? Because that's your. I keep thinking they're these two.
Try that.
That don't contain a diamond. Place the diamonds where you think they're hiding. Let's see if we're right. Oh, wow. It's diagonal to one sphere. Two steps from pink.
That
which pink?
From one of them.
So that's two steps from this pink. And that's two steps. But that'd be one step.
Try that one there. I think
this one?
That one could be it.
Okay. Hold on. Three steps from blue. That's one, two. Three steps from blue, three steps. And that's two steps from blue.
One, two.
It might just be that one. We're gonna go with that. One is one step from the yellow.
One step. One is three steps from the thing next to the yellow.
So I bet it's right here. One of them is right here. One, two, three. That's the only place it can be because there's nothing there. One, we're talking about the one at the bottom.
One step from blue.
Well, we're talking one is definite.
One is one step from pink.
Yeah.
So that one in between pink and blue there, it's one down from pink and across.
You talking about here?
No. Go right under pink. There you go. That's one step from
you
both
think
of those.
That's gonna okay.
It's one step from pink and one step from blue.
We got one more. All are in the same row.
One step.
All are in the same row though.
All are in the same row. Well there.
One is one step from blue. And one is one step from pink. So it's these.
Alright.
Last one. No, we got two more. We got one more. Okay. Both are surrounded by six empty tiles. They're diagonal to each other.
Oh, you might have got that other one wrong.
You think?
Because this one's saying columns. Columns are up and down. Rows are across.
We'll
find out.
We can't go back. So, both are surrounded by six empty tiles. Six.
Yeah, if they had said columns first, that would have.
Yeah, that's my fault. I got rows and columns mixed up. I know some people that actually do watch these parts are probably cussing. Grammy said rows, not columns. Dude, it's 2:38 in the morning. Give me a fucking break.
Depending on what direction you're looking from, it could be rows.
That's true.
But
okay, so we got a. These are diagonal to each other, and they're four steps from a sphere.
six empty towels. It's surrounded by six empty towels.
And neither is in the same column. Oh, they do use columns. So we did mess this up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So they're not going to be in two, and they're not going to be in these last two, and they're not going to be in this one. None of these columns. It's really hard.
That one, I almost say just pick something. It's just, okay, both 4 steps from us.
4 steps from us here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, that's...
That right there looks like a good pick.
This one here?
No, the one you had there.
Okay. We got one more.
I don't say that's a good pick and then you move it here.
Okay. So right here?
Sure, why not?
All right. They're diagonal.
That's all of them.
One more. It's diagonal to blue. And it's 4 steps from pink. 1, 2, 3, 4. Diagonal to blue. This is only one that we need to find. It is not in the same row as a spear. Damn, I wonder if it was right there. It's diagonal to pink.
Looks good.
It does, doesn't it? So. Oh! We got none of them.
Zero.
All of this will be on the finals. For most of you, this will be your first finals week. But if you recall the midterms, it should feel familiar.
This better not be in the fucking final.
Now that we have covered everything in the curriculum, the remaining class before the finals will be spent on exercises that further prepare you for the test. You may think you have ample time to prepare for the finals, but I'd advise you to start studying today. Damn, we didn't even get the first one right. I've seen many students procrastinate.
You need to study.
I've seen many students procrastinate, and procrastination will rarely get you anywhere. Set a healthy standard for yourself when it comes to your studies, and let that standard be with you for the duration at B&R. We have too much stress in our lives as it is, and you have the choice to reduce it by studying early. That's all for today. You're dismissed. Grim, can I have a word with you? Sure. Are you aware that the faculty has an annual Christmas party? Aha, no, well, it's often a highlight of the year for us. We eat tasty food, enjoy each other's company, network with select guests and collaborators, and there's usually some entertainment too. That sounds great, but what does that have to do with me? I'm on the party committee this year, and we've arranged the entertainment. We decided to hire musicians for the event and have asked some students to attend. Among others, I've asked Miss Royce to bless us with her piano music, and I wanted to extend that invitation to you. With your guitar, of course. Do you want me to perform for the faculty? An esteemed guest, nothing much. I'm thinking a small performance of 20 minutes or so should suffice. In return, you get a meal and $100. The real treasure is the excellent opportunity to network. Who knows that you might end up impressing? Oh, it's sudden. I have a lot on my plate in December, as it is with the finals and all. I understand, but this event is after your finals. But I admit it doesn't leave you much time to prepare. When is it? December 29th. Crap, that's the date for the fighting competition. So they're giving you a choice whether you want to be a fighter or a musician. And I want to be a musician. But to hell with the competition, I'd rather perform again. I'll do it. Sounds fun. It's excellent. We're currently looking into the venue, but I'll get back to you with the details. I'm looking forward to it. 20 minutes, that's more than a song or two. Plus, if we do the fighting composition, the competition, God forbid they make us do Brawler.
Yeah.
Holy crap, we'd lose every one of them now.
That's
more than a song or two. Maybe Philip isn't aware, but it would require a lot of preparation. Jill hasn't mentioned she was asked to perform. I wonder how she feels about it. Okay, that's all we got for now. Yeah, we will see you guys next time.
Stop before the party.
Oh yeah, fuck it. Hey, Grim. Hey, did you talk to your friends? Because I didn't hear anything from them. Yeah, I told them. Okay. Don't tell me you expected them to apologize. It's a mess anyway. What makes you say that? Everyone's mad at me now. Karma's a bitch, or everyone?
Everyone.
I only tried to fix things, and now some of my friends are mad at me. It's not fair. Why are your friends mad at you? For talking to you, they saw it as meddling. Nice friends you have. At the moment, I don't have a lot of them. The ones I have are coming to your party tonight. They weren't involved with the posters in any way, in case you're wondering. Invite Tara to the party.
Nice.
Wanna come? To your party? I mean, yeah. I am not cool that you were one of the girls to try to fuck us over, but them giving you the cold shoulder like that, it tells me your intentions are good. Come to the party, have fun with your friends, and bury the hatchet with mine. Do you think your friends will be okay with that? We'll see, but you can consider yourself my guest. Thank you. Oh, you know what the party is about, yeah? You better be cool with it. I know, and I meant what I said before. I like your parties. See you tonight, then. The party will be crazy fun.
All right, now.
Guys, I told you we'd stop at the party. The party has begun.
Yeah.
So, you know what to expect next time. The party, the Christmas party.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so we're out. And
Christmas in May.
Don't forget, plenty of great AVNs. I'm actually going to go ahead and record a bunch either, well, probably not tomorrow if we're doing the movie, but Monday I'll have a bunch of AVNs recorded, more than normal, and we're gonna throw them all up because we're doing AVN month. You know how it's gonna be. I'm out. See you next time. Get ready for the party.